the look at Radio Cayman's local sports. I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman Olympian Jordan Crooks claimed silver in the 200-yard medley relay at the NCAA Division I Swimming Championships in Seattle on Wednesday night. Crooks, the world short course champion in the 50-meter freestyle, delivered a blazing freestyle anchor time of 17.67 seconds to help the Tennessee Volunteers secure second place with a total time of 120.50. This marks their best finish in over two decades, with the relay led off by fellow Olympian Lamar Taylor of the Bahamas. Cayman women's national team defeated Canada's Toronto Nomads 47-21 on Thursday evening at the Cayman Rugby Field in South Sound. I caught up with the head coach Mercedes Foy on the pitch.
It's just such a huge occasion for girls, women's rugby, just for women's sport on the island today. It's our first home game in over a year and a half. To see the place jam-packed full with kids, old, new, everybody, it was just phenomenal. So thank you so much, everybody, for your support. Full credit to both teams. The performance was huge. The tackles were massive. The runs were just phenomenal. So yeah, it was just brilliant.
All right. What strategies and key preparation went into, of course, ensuring the team was ready to take on Team Canada today?
The hard work that's been put in, like, for the past, well, since Christmas, is huge as well. The work that we've done with our beginners getting to women's rugby program was massive, like, for six new debutants, new young Caymanians stepping out today. The work of our youth program, where we've got five under-19 players part of our women's team. Women's rugby on the island is growing. There's still time to get involved.
How do you see this game that we played today contributing to the continued growth of Cayman rugby, especially for women and girls?
There's the saying from Billie Jean, you have to see it to be it. Right. For these young girls, these young boys here today, for the community to see these women that all work full time, step out, represent their country, represent Cayman rugby with pride.
Cayman rugby team captain, Chanel Gall.
Great game, Chanel. 47-21.
Yeah,
that's really amazing. Great game against Canada. How do you feel about this win?
We feel great. You know, we've been putting in the work. You know, coming off of Fort Lauderdale, where we won a tournament, and you know, we don't get much home games, and we wanted to showcase what we have been doing and putting in the work. So we're very happy with the win, and we're happy to show the crowd what Cayman's rugby can do.
Right.
And the future looks bright. So very exciting. Very happy.
And how does it feel, of course, to represent Cayman rugby on home soil in such a historic match? And what does this opportunity mean to you personally? It's okay. I love it.
It's amazing. You know, like, again, we don't get much opportunities to play at home. And when we are playing at home, we got to take advantage of it. And yes, it feels great. It will always feel special playing at home and winning at home. There's no better feeling than this in the world. And I think a lot of these girls are going to remember that for a long time. Yeah, thank you.
The men, too, will also get an opportunity to take on Canada's Toronto Nomads at 4 p.m. tomorrow at the rugby pitch.
I think we're in for an absolute treat. It's going to be the best of the best of the club's players preparing also for their build-up for their national team game against Guyana, but also taking on a very talented team from Toronto. I expect that we're going to see lots of great rugby, lots of tries and scores, very similar to the women's game that took place on Thursday afternoon, which was a real hit and packed out the South Sound Rugby Club. And we're looking forward to seeing plenty of people and celebrating with them and putting on a show that people can enjoy and get into the festivities of the day. So for those who are popping along, we can't wait to see everyone. For those who are thinking about it, make a great decision. We'll see you there and we'll celebrate with you.
Coach Jamie Bramwell there. This weekend, though, Cayman Rugby girls will also take for the first time three teams to Miami.
We're heading to St. Thomas University for a full day full of education for the girls, where they get to find out about the courses available. They get to find out about what scholarships are, where there's partial and full scholarships. They get to tour the university. And then on Saturday, under 14 girls, under 18 fire girls and under 18 girls get to play against Florida select team. So yeah, it's a huge weekend for us in general.
Nine girls from Cayman Brac have made the cut to represent Cayman for a weekend of educational opportunities at St. Thomas University and the second annual Coconut Cup against Florida's girls rugby teams. The Smith Road Oval has been rebranded as the Theo Cuffey Practice Facility. Four names were also selected to be named after the four new practice nets at the newly renamed facility on Smith Road. Speaking on Radio Cayman Sports Extra on Tuesday night, Cayman Cricket President Courtney Miles broke the news for the first time on Radio Cayman Airwaves.
We actually have redone the nets at the Smith Royal Oval, and it was a distinct pleasure to let the public know that the names have been rebranded, and it will now be the Teo Coffee Practice Facility. The board felt that Mr. Coffee's contributions throughout his years in the Cayman Islands was only fitting that we do something in remembrance of what he has done for cricket in the Cayman Islands. He has been served his documents, and he has gladly accepted for the facility to be named after him. And I'm also pleased to announce too that a former secretary of the Cayman Cricket was the driving force for the ladies, Mrs. Mertiday. One of the nets will be named after her.
That's amazing.
And also one will be named after Coach Andy for his contribution towards the development of cricket, and in particular working with the youngsters in those very same nets. And I'll also mention that Mr. Derek Ebanks, the former president of Cayman Cricket, organizer, a gentleman who was instrumental in the formulation of our constitution back in the 70s, he is also being recognized for the work he has did for cricket with one of the nets.
The fourth net was named after the current president himself, Mr. Courtney Miles, for his outstanding work with Cayman Cricket over the years. Staying with cricket, Cayman will host for the very first time the North America T20 Cup competition next month. The tournament will feature five teams: Cayman Islands, Canada, Bermuda, the USA, and the Bahamas. And it's set to take place at the Jimmy Powell Oval in West Bay from April 18th through the 27th. Speaking on Radio Cayman Sports Extra, former Jamaica and West Indies all-rounder and Cayman's Cricket Development Officer, Coach David Bernard Jr., highlighted the importance of the tournament as preparation for the 2026 ICC Men's T20 World Cup Americas qualifier later this year.
This is just a feeder into the bigger thing to come, which is the regional finals for the T20 World Cup qualification. Mm-hmm. But this is a great build up to that. I think this level of competition has not been had before. And the good side of it is that it gives us the exposure to that level of competition. So to put it into perspective, four of the five teams that are playing in this competition will be fighting for that one spot in Canada. So it gives us a dress rehearsal of what the competition will be like. And to even top it off, we have USA who have already qualified for the World Cup. So we couldn't ask for a better preparation leading into the tournament, where we get a chance to expose our local talent, and they should be a lot more comfortable playing on home soil.
Bermuda is scheduled to arrive early to acclimatize to the local facilities, and Coach Bernard has confirmed plans to use the opportunity for two warm-up matches against the visitors.
It gives us the opportunity to expose all the resources we have in terms of players. It's basically our role where we get to tailor the teams to suit what our vision is. So there are two games, so you might find that both teams may be contrasting in terms of the structure of both teams. So it gives us the opportunity, as I say, it's great exposure for our players to play teams of this level. I mean, we just came out of the World Cup regional qualifiers in Argentina, and not to take away from our achievements there, but this is a much tougher tournament because, one, it's the top teams in the North America's region and the Americas when you put South America into it.
And the stage is set for the 2025 Heineken Zero in-season men's basketball tournament, marking the inaugural edition of this exciting competition. Sponsored by Heineken Zero, the one-week tournament will showcase nine of the top basketball teams in Cayman battling in a high-stakes single elimination format. The action kicks off this Sunday and culminates with the championship game on April 6th. One loss means elimination as teams vie for the ultimate prize, the title for the first ever in-season tournament champion, bragging rights, and $1,000 CI. Matchups were determined randomly through a live draw, with teams slotted into a preset bracket based on their draw numbers. Michelob Ultra SLK Blades will go up against the number one seed Soul Blazers. SLK Hoods will face the number three seeded Lions, while Corona will go head-to-head with Filipinas Smoothie King, and Janbi Filipinas will encounter second seeded IRG Astros. Opening day will see Jerome Narcisse and the Lions battling SLK Hoods at 5 p.m.
Well, I feel good about our chances against SLK Hoods. They play hard. They're a young team, but I think our experience can take us forward in that matchup. But the in-season tournament is quite exciting. I was a bit skeptical about it at first, but I'm actually pretty geared up now after seeing how the setup is, and I look forward to facing SLK Hoods in the winner of the next bracket in the semifinals.
Soul Blazers will go up against Michelob Ultra SLK Blades at 6:30 p.m. Coach Redver Ebanks will have his hands full leading both SLK teams on opening night.
How do you feel about your matchup, Coach? against the Lions. So we're talking about SLK Hoods, the young rising stars versus the experienced, a lot of veterans on that team. But what do you think are your chances, and what do you think you guys need to do to pull off a win?
We've been itching to get a rematch of any kind with any of the teams that, you know, beat us in the season. So our players are hungry. They're young. They had a whole season behind them. They're more experienced. And I think that we can definitely get an upset.
All right, excellent. And then the next matchup, which is, wow, I mean, this could easily be a championship game right here between the Soul Blazers and Michelob Ultra.
So, again, any chance to get a rematch is good. Blazers beat us the last time. We had a horrible start to the game, but we finished strong. We figured out all their weak points. And so we are out for blood the next time around. So it should be interesting.
Cayman Basketball President Colin Anglin oversaw the draw, setting the stage for an action-packed tournament.
Really excited to get this up and going. Of course, it's always important to try to look for ways to improve and to spice things up, give teams something to compete for. So of course, I'm not only bragging rights, but there's going to be a cash prize and things like that the teams will be competing for. So I'm sure that they welcome a different type of look and feel for the tournament. So really happy to get this going. Please make sure you come out, because really you're going to see some incredible basketball being played.
Games are at the Arc in Kamana Bay. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.